Censored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is. Thank you, John, and thank you, Paul, and thank you, fellow listeners. Well, tonight we figured we'd really follow up on last night's program. We talked last night with Reverend Lindsay Williams on the Alaska Pipeline, the energy non-crisis, the hoax of what's going on in Washington since 1979 up to today with Alaska, and the fuel and the natural gas and so forth. And we thought we would have once again back by popular demand another gentleman who, as you know, has been dealing with this subject and also alternative energy. And he is Mr. Byron Wine, and he is with us tonight. Hello, Byron. Are you there?
Not yet.
Okay. I'm a little too fast tonight, huh? Let your fingers do the walking, says my producer. He'll be with us in a few seconds. Byron Wine has his own websites. In fact, I guess he's got two websites now. He also has an email address. And, well, we'll be talking tonight about alternative energies again. And last time we did this, we had a call from China, I believe, from Shanghai, China, an American or Britain and China who called. And we've been getting calls from time to time all over the planet from the Internet. That's good. That's good. We hope to do that again tonight. And because, you know, eventually that's where they want us to be, on the level of China. And we'll all be in our rickshaws, or we'll all be in our mopeds or whatever, if we will be at all. And we can live as good slaves like they have been in Red China since 1949. Yeah. Oh, don't think it's too far-fetched. Don't you dare think it's too far-fetched, because it ain't. Believe you me, the powers that be are going to bring us there, if nothing else. That's exactly what they're doing. Little by little, month by month, year by year, and eventually, they'll have us there. It's called slavery, right? Yes, indeed. Well, anyway, Byron White is going to be with us in just a few minutes. Byron Wine, I should say. And he, of course, has his websites. I think one of them, let's see, is Byron W. I. Like the letter I, capitalized, at MSN.com. That's his email. Another website is Byron, B-Y-R-O-N. www.i, and I believe following the I is host, host.com. Now he has a brand new one, and he's going to tell us about the brand new website and the updating of it. And I want you to participate, because tonight I think it's time once again that we do talk technical. I'm not too good at technical matters. I was just telling, you know, John Satmiller that when it comes to computers, I'm an analog guy. I'm an old-fashioned guy. I'm the kind of guy that's still using wind-up Victrolas, still using those German wire recorders before the tape recorders. That's how bad I am. I mean, I get into the basics of computers and all of that, but I'm not a digital guy, you know what I mean? I'm not really big into that stuff. And when it comes to energy and technical matters, I can say that I may have a little better knowledge and a little better appreciation than I do when it comes to the computer industry and iPodding and all of that. So you have to bear with me. I mean, you really have to bear with me when we get into these subjects. That's the story. You can hop on the line, get ready to talk to, get ready.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on rbnlive.com.
Indeed. All right. I was talking over myself, and the reason is very simple. I have a habit of hitting the volume on my headphones. I hit them off. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. 800-313-9443 is our number. And just to get started with our guest, Byron Wine is here. His his other website is byronwine.com. Is that right, Byron?
That's correct.
Thank you. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me on again, Rick.
Excellent. Well, you have you have updated your website, right?
Yes, quite a bit since I was on last. There's a website over in New Zealand, byronw.onehost.com.
Right. I mentioned that.
There's also one in the United States, www.gasgouging.com/Byron. And another one, www.byronwine.com.
Absolutely. You've got a lot of websites.
Yeah, and there are some other links that I don't know all of them, but there's over 100 documents on those sites that that people can look at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, last night we had Lindsay Williams on, and he was telling us once again about what he heard and saw about the energy-created crisis in Alaska and how the politicians admitted, the oil company executives admitted what they were doing. was totally and completely to create an energy crisis in 30 years that would dwarf anything we've ever seen in the past. And they want to make us totally energy interdependent, mm-hmm. as opposed to independent. And that means crude oil, that means gasoline, that means everything, including natural gas. And they are doing it. They are on their target, their goal. And, of course, when we had you on, you were telling us about some of the possibilities, things that we need to do about turning this political problem into a non-political problem and restoring the American competitive free enterprise spirit in energy, right?
Correct. It is a political problem.
Yes.
The technology to solve our problem has existed for decades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Congress evidently doesn't care, doesn't want to do anything about it. I guess they're afraid of losing their contributions.
Well, now look, they're taking on big oil this week, and the Speaker of the House and the Democrats all rallying around the flag, and they're going to make these oil barons pay for the outrageous, outrageous gouging they've been engaged in. Didn't you know? Didn't you hear about it now, Byron?
Yes, I saw some of it.
Wasn't it funny? Wasn't it hilarious?
It's pathetic is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that one of the people who took a lot of contributions from the oil companies wouldn't let the people be sworn in to give their testimony,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was very interesting. In my case, my local congressman, he was chairing the baseball hearings.
Oh.
He wouldn't respond to my letters, so he's not interested in what the energy problem, but he is interested in baseball.
Right.
So I guess that tells us something. I don't know what...
Team spirit, huh? Team spirit.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I don't even know where to begin. And we have a few callers on the line, too. But we're going to start with some basics before we get into any callers. And that is that you have connected the links and stuff to your websites. All of the articles that have been appearing over the years in the American media concerning... carburation, concerning alternatives, gasoline engine, and other forms of energy, which we've touched on, hydrogen energy, hydrogen cars, and of course ethanol and so forth. But one of the things that always piqued, you know, my curiosity was, you know, we talked about how powerful the oil industry and the people that run it are and the banks behind them, is that they have managed to destroy a number of initiatives over the years that would have resulted in breaking up the monopoly of the oil industry vis-a-vis the automobile. Now, you know there are many examples of that. Why don't you just give our listeners, our newcomers, a couple of for instances?
Well, I think the media is also involved with this. The major media is also a big roadblock to getting anything done. And if people could look at the first paragraph of my webpage, you will find lots of examples
mm-hmm.
of where the media has been contacted mm-hmm. concerning information, and the media does nothing
right.
except ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran across a book that was published in 1918 called The Free Press.
Mm-hmm.
And this talks about media suppression back in 1918.
Yes.
And I've got a link to that book on my page. It would probably make very interesting reading. It's just pathetic that this stuff exists. People can look at the documents on the website and check it for themselves. And nobody, apparently, the major media, doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the people knew it, they may start asking questions, and golly, we don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's absolutely true. In the major media, you can look at other fields as well. The incestuous relationship over the media by powerful forces, including the oil lobby. And you can look at the pharmaceutical lobby. It's another classic example where we have been kept in the dark over the years about alternatives to the traditional cancer therapies, the traditional therapies for chronic metabolic diseases, the fact about vaccines creating cancer, what leads to cancer, and all of this has been also swept under the rug very conveniently, as you know. So it's not just energy, and it's not just pharmacology. It's everything across the spectrum, from science to history to education, to medicine, to health. All of these things seem to be under the protective custody, if you will, of the major media players. And, you know, we only have a few families now that, like the oil companies, are controlling the interests of the major media. A handful, five or six, maybe seven at the most, major big families. And, of course, they are Zionists, just as those that are involving themselves in the political wars and the military wars now in Iraq and the Middle East. So America is held by the neck, I think. You know, we're held by the neck. And energy is more important than all these others for one reason, Byron. See if you agree with me. And that is because energy and oil are the lifeblood of any nation.
That's correct.
Without it, we cease to be a free market capitalistic society.
One of the things that really bothers me is what Congress is trying to do now to give the medical manufacturers an out by not letting people bring suit against them if
exactly.
they produce a vaccine that kills people.
Exactly. And, of course, George Bush at the helm of that. He's done it before. He'll do it again. What else is new?
Yeah.
You know, this is the way business is done, right?
Yes, it's unfortunate, but that is the way business is done.
I was on your site, and I was looking at all of the energy alternatives in history, and the one that fascinated me most was not even the Ogle concept, the Ogle engine, but the one, Secrets of the 200-mile-per-hour carburetor by Alan Wallace.
Yeah, 200-mile-per-gallon carburetor.
Per
right.
gallon. I'm sorry. What did I say?
Hour.
Per gallon. MPG carburetor, 200 miles per gallon?
Yep.
Tell us about it.
Well, basically, what he's talking about is all the things that have been invented to improve fuel economy. And the thing that's always cited, or most of the people cite, is the Pogue carburetor. And this was a device a man invented back in 1936. And he tested it with three automobiles in 1936, three Ford Motor automobiles. And the worst gas mileage he got was 171 miles per gallon. And this was back in 1936.
Wow.
And it's history. Mr. Wallace has documentation. I have copies of it on my website. And as I said, it's history. Now, in that same section, there's also an article out of Collier's Magazine for 1929 entitled 300 Miles to the Gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And that statement is attributed to the president of General Motors.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone wants to read that article, I've got the whole article on their website.
That was Collier's, wasn't it, 1929?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And this stuff has existed for decades. We know how to improve fuel economy. We know how to get ourselves out of the mess we're in with energy, but nothing gets done, and I blame it squarely on the politics. It's not a technology problem. It's a political problem.
Well, the oil industry, big business essentially, can run the Congress.
Oh, absolutely.
And despite all the so-called reforms, all of the nonsense about ethics and so forth, nothing but a smokescreen, pardon the pun.
That's correct. In fact, on the website, if you look at this book published by Shell Oil Company, in 1973, they were doing 376 miles per gallon. And they wrote a book about it, and you can go to your library and get the book out and verify it for yourself if you think that the documents I have on my website are not correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Big Oil has, has had a way of keeping a lot of these things off of the American market. There are cars that you can buy with gasoline engines, with carburetors that will get far more mileage than are the cars that are allowed to be sold in the United States. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. In 1983, Peugeot had one that was doing 60 miles per gallon.
All right, hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick up on that with Byron Wine. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, Byron Wine, our guest, and Byron, I clipped you just when you were making a convenient and excellent point. Go ahead, let me let you continue with that point before we get to the phones.
Okay, one of the things I find interesting and very disturbing is back in 1992, our tax money funded a study by a group, and they published a book called Automobile Fuel Economy, How Far Should We Go?
Mm-hmm.
This study concluded in 1992 that in 2006 we might get between 39 and 44 miles per gallon. However, Peugeot in 1983 was advertising a 72 mile per gallon vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's 72 miles per gallon with an imperial gallon, so it's about 60 miles per gallon, your U.S. gallon.
Mm.
Now, one interesting thing is if you look at the EPA ratings for automobiles in that year, and I've got a copy of the ratings on the page, the best toy, Peugeot, gets 29 miles per gallon. Now, here is Peugeot with a 60-mile-per-gallon U.S. Gallon automobile that is not imported, and it gets twice the gas mileage that most cars in the United States get, and yet this car was not available here.
And the reason?
I can think of no reason at all, unless rust settles in when they bring them across the ocean.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, here they, I mean, who is the they we're speaking about? Now, the government serves basically at the behest of the automobile manufacturers, the big lobbies, big oil, and so forth. So essentially what we have is a corporate fascist state in America.
That's absolutely correct. The people are supposed to be the leaders or the recipients of the government, but we're not. We just end up paying, and the corporations who are making all the money end up making contributions to the political people, and they do whatever the large corporations want them to do.
You know what I can't understand is why there has been no successful litigation to put an end to all of this? I mean, isn't it unconstitutional?
Speaking of the Constitution, I found it very interesting. I was doing a little research, and I found out that members of Congress do not take an oath to defend the Constitution. Now, I think that's absolutely wrong. I mean, these people are representing us. They should take some oath to defend us and not be beholden to the big corporations.
Well, look at the president. Takes an oath to uphold the Constitution, Chief Justice, Supreme Court, and then as soon as they take the oath, they violate it, right?
Well, I guess they figure we're talking about some other Constitution.
Well, that's exactly what I had in mind. Let's take some calls, 800-313-9443. First up, Clint in Wisconsin. Hello. You're on the program.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
I bought a new phone, so I should be able to hear okay tonight.
Okay, go ahead. Got a question for our guest?
Well, yes and no. You know, you said that we're going to talk about technology tonight, and I thought some of the talk might center around your guest's website activities and so on and so forth. So I wanted to make some comments and about that because I've been involved in the Internet since the mid-'80s, and I write software. As a matter of fact, I wrote the e-commerce software for the Liberty Dollar and that organization so that they could buy and sell and have all their memberships. And that said, I would just like your guests to be aware that for the last several years there's been a trend developing called syndication that could help him get all of his content, and that of RBN, as a matter of fact, syndicated to a much larger number of people in the same way that when you open your newspaper up and you'll see these articles that are syndicated by these large international organizations like Associated Press and so on. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask your guest if he's aware of that yet.
I can't even get a letter published to the editor in my local papers. So I seriously doubt that information that's readily available would be published by any major media.
Well, that's I know the feeling. Go ahead.
That's the whole point, gentlemen, is that those organizations that hold power and control over the media are a dying breed, which is why they're conducting themselves at this point in time in the manner that they are. The technology that's available to men like you and I, given your ability to learn and adapt to this technology, allows you to have the same power and more than they have.
I disagree with that.
Well, you're uninformed then.
Well, that's quite true. I'm uninformed about a lot of things.
Yeah, we all are, and it's just a matter of people telling one another how to empower themselves, which is why I called tonight to discuss this issue. What you need to do, sir, is start talking to people that you work with on the Internet about syndication. It's called XML or RSS, syndication. And that will empower you with the same opportunities to reach a wide audience, much greater than simply having an Internet website. Really what's going on, if you understand the concept of what the Internet has done for us, we could take a
All right. Stay where you are, Clinton. We'll be back to pick up, and we'll take more calls when we return. Our guest, Byron White, Alternative Energy. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
And we return Uncensored Radio Free America. Our guest is, of course, none other than Byron Wine. And we mentioned his website. We'll do so again in this hour. But let's continue with our calls. And, Clinton, you're in the middle of a question and a comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. See, what I was trying to explain, I want to try to encapsulate, and then I'll boogie. See, when the guest came on, Byron, you had to account, tell people, what, 3, 4, 5 different web addresses. And this technology I'm talking about helps solve a lot of those problems, because the biggest problem people using the Internet has been is finding your website, finding your website or a number of websites. And if I can, you could take anything away tonight, take away RSS, Romeo Sierra Sierra, RSS syndication, because it's the latest trend on the Internet. As a matter of fact, it's re-sparked a new round of investment, and it's all about the underlying software. And as I was explaining, when we got involved with the Internet, we realized that we could set a website up to make it possible to distribute that single website, to make it possible for hundreds or thousands of people to find that. But the whole task was they had to find it. You had to find a way to get people to know where you were. And what syndication does for people, it allows you to be found on many, many more websites. And you could publish information from your central website, and through this RSS syndication, you could publish simply a single document that can be found on who knows where website. And it could be a tough concept to grasp at first, but once you start getting involved and tuning in and reading more about it, it'll sink in and it'll empower you in a way so that you don't have to care about these corporate pigs. They're dying, trust me. That's why they're fighting back so difficultly. We're destroying them with the technology. Given the opportunity for them to avoid shutting down the Internet, which they're deeply embedded in themselves, they can't shut it down. A lot of people have said, oh, they're going to shut down the Internet and shut down talk, and that's bogus. They can't. They're so deeply embedded in it that they depend on it to the tune of trillions of dollars of business.
All right, Clinton. Thank you for your contribution. RSS. All right. Let's move along to more callers now. Our guest, Byron Wine, talking about energy and the control factor. 800-313-9443. Dr. Joe on the line. Hello.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, how are you, Dr. Joe? Professor Joe, I guess we'll call you, huh?
Okay,
right.
And
hey, good to have you aboard, sir. Thank you.
Okay, and how are you, Byron?
Thank you, sir. Doing fine.
Okay, the reason why I called is I'd like to take this on a different track and see what you think about it. Now, the major oil companies like ExxonMobil, Conoco, Chevron, British Petroleum,
mm-hmm.
they're not really... don't have any allegiance to the United States at all. Their allegiance is to hard currency. They're international in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think that's what drives them into lobbying the Congress behind the scenes so the major auto companies don't manufacture cars that can, give us 100 miles to the gallon and up. And one other point I'd like to make
mm-hmm.
is this is entirely different. Byron probably knows about this. ExxonMobil is heavily involved right now with the Russian government in exploration of that country's oil and natural gas reserves. Now, a lot of people don't know that Russia itself has got more deposits under the ground
mm-hmm.
of oil and natural gas than any nation on earth. But their technology is overall poor.
Mm-hmm.
And in the regions of Siberia, a little, more west of that where it's not as cold, the ground is so hard sometimes that they can't penetrate and get at it. Now, ExxonMobil, I think, is going to help them with this. And in time, what I believe, and I'll let your opinions on this here, plus what I talked about before,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see Russia, again, rebound to superpower status. And I don't know which way it's going to go. It's either going to be friend or foe. What do you people think?
Yeah, good points. Okay, address that, Byron.
I've been reading some stuff about Russia and some of the oil exploration that's going over there. And I can't cite a reference, but I remember reading that they drilled oil, some wells that were 10,000 feet deep and found oil. I've also been reading some stuff about oil is not a finite resource that's being created at the junction of the tectonic plates.
Mm.
It's a continuous process that's going on. One person I spoke with a couple of weeks ago said that oil wells in Oklahoma that had run dry, they came back in several years and found out that they were full again. So oil, I think, is an ongoing thing, and I didn't hear Lindsey Williams last night,
mm-hmm.
but I believe wholeheartedly what the man says, that we've got enough oil in Alaska to last us 200 years.
That's right. Absolutely. And oil as a renewable energy resource, not a decaying and depleting fossil fuel, that in itself, if is the case, and I believe it is, that itself throws this whole energy debate right out the window.
Oh, yeah, sure. They can find all this. Now, also, too, I honestly believe this Iraqi thing was for us to get a foothold there and to eventually use that country as leverage concerning the oil deposits in that region, because they've got the second largest oil deposits under their turf other than Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, I also read that their oil is even a better quality. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They've got like, I forgot how many billions of barrels that they know that's under the ground, and they think even other billions of barrels more. I saw the consumer advocate there. What's his name?
Nader?
Yes. He discussed this. That's very good. He discussed this. You know, and these issues are all relevant. It's a question of power.
Mm-hmm.
Power. You know, the idea is power. And also, too, the international bankers. But the bottom line, there's no real allegiance to the United States. The allegiance is to
money.
Money.
Yes.
That's it.
That goes without saying. It really is obvious that when you're dealing with any multinational, mega-national companies,
yeah.
The bottom line, look at vis-a-vis Walmart and Home Depot and so forth, is taking in the bucks, no matter who is in the way, no matter who's hurt, no matter who has to pay the ultimate price. Money is the goal. Making money at any cost and at anybody's expense is justifiable. It's Machiavellian. Really,
absolutely.
It's Machiavellian, isn't it, Dr. Joe?
Yeah, one other thing I'd like to, you
sure.
know, my question was an answer. Now, once I firmly believe, if you look at the history of Russia, you look at, you know, its people,
mm-hmm.
what they've gone through, and they've got a very, very, if you look at their history, a very mm-hmm. proud tradition within the overall pure Russian people. They're a very proud and courageous people. And I honestly believe once the Soviet Union collapsed, they themselves did not like communism. But because of their proud traditions, okay, they felt humiliated that the Soviet Union collapsed. And if, and I firmly believe this, Russia becomes again a super a country with a strong economy, they still got the nuclear weapons. They still got 6,000. They still have 6,000 warheads there. They still have them. But if they get the economic muscle, there could be either friendship with us. We could have some real big-time warfare problems. What do you people think of that?
Well, good point. So, Byron, go ahead. You answer
well,
it first.
Well, that's entirely
yeah.
possible that could happen. It could also happen with China.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We're selling them the rope, though. We've done that for like 50
oh, yeah.
or 70 years.
Absolutely.
So they're paying us with our money through the IMF, the World Bank.
Japan is getting
mm-hmm.
concerned about China. Japan is very quietly rebuilding their navy. Their navy in the late 30s, early 40s was the best in the world.
And look at how
okay.
oil dependent they are. They have
yeah.
them.
Okay,
I mean,
right.
they've got 90% nuclear power.
Mm-hmm. Japan's very oil dependent.
That's right. That's right.
In
okay.
fact,
they're a technologically advanced nation.
That's right.
If you look at the book, The Prize, and I've got some information on my website about that.
Well, I read mm-hmm. that, yeah. Yeah,
it says that, you know, we drove Japan into attacking Pearl Harbor.
Absolutely.
We know that, yes.
Absolutely.
It was definitely manufactured in Washington by
absolutely.
FDR and the gang.
They wanted that to happen. Absolutely.
Yep. No question about it anymore.
They left the Japanese government no choice.
True. Very true. So the real criminals are right here in Washington, boys.
Yeah. That Roosevelt administration was something else.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the call, Dr. Joe. It's a pleasure getting a new caller here to the program.
And it's a pleasure talking to you
Hope
again,
to talk
my friend.
To you again. Thank
Byron,
you.
Byron, you take care. Hope we can talk again.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Very good. Excellent. 800-313-9443. See, we have a lot of very knowledgeable, alert, and very, shall we say, studious callers from all over the world, as you can see, Byron. Let's take another one. Don from Ohio, you're on the program.
Yeah, you might hear some dialing in the background. I got a cross line here somewhere, but I just
okay.
want to get this through.
Sure.
I wonder if you ever tell people to try eminent domain, you know, in a reverse sense,
uh-huh.
where because I mean, government owns a lot of land, and you know, they're always willing to take ours and stuff like that. How about we take some of theirs for like good hills that got you know have you know, good wind hills and stuff like that for alternative energies, you know, wind power or lakes and streams, or as well, streams and creeks and stuff like that we can use for hydro. I mean, you can't dam it, but you can sure run a floating system on it. You know, I mean, wouldn't eminent domain have a, you know, good benefit there?
Yeah, how would it work, though?
Well, you tell them that you're doing it because you're benefiting society because we have energy shortages in this country, and they can't do anything about it because they can't prove that you're not. You're not, you know, if it benefits society more than it's doing right now, you know, then, you know, they have to sell it to you at dirt cheap prices, or, you know, they have to allow you to do it.
Byron?
I can't see that happening. If you were to come up with a scheme that would supply energy a lot cheaper,
I'm talking about alternative energies, you know, wind, solar, you know, hydro, you know, basic, you know.
Let me mention something. Back in 1999, NASA sent a probe to the moon looking for water.
Mm-hmm.
What they wanted to do was separate the hydrogen from the water and use it as fuel. 2 years ago, the government let a $25 million contract for a process to extract hydrogen from diesel fuel carried by a Navy destroyer. Now, this destroyer is sitting in 66% hydrogen to begin with. And the question is, why not use the process that NASA was going to use on the moon? And I asked my congressman this question. I don't get any answers.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to let everybody know that they can read Lindsay Williams' book, The Energy Non-Crisis, on my site. It's there. You can find it if you Google ebook vault. It's
okay.
A tripod. If you look up ebook vault, it'll say ignorance is not bliss, and you can find a bunch of good reading material there. You know about, you know, the energy and stuff like that. A lot of good ebooks.
That's the HTTP?
Excuse me?
That's the
Well, it's through Tripod, so, you know, if you just Google ebook vault.
All right.
And it's under the byline, Ignorance is Not Bliss.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you, Don, for your call. You want to add to that, Byron?
Yeah, by the way, Rick, I bought the complete set of Lindsay Williams' books. And he's got some fantastic information.
All six of them, and his videos, by the way.
Yeah,
that offer is still outstanding. You know, we had Lindsay on last night, and it was an excellent show. I know people are still calling, and if you need to know, remind me at the end of the program. We'll give you the number again. But in any event, Don, there's so much to talk about, and Byron, the subject of recently what was going on in California, the Golden State's freeways. The question was, would they become hydrogen highways? We're told automakers are steering fuel cell cars to California roads. And that was an article by Reuters. Are you familiar with what's going on in California?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What about this whole business of hydrogen, the hydrogen engine, the hydrogen car?
That's been around for a long time. I've got a copy of a 106-year-old patent on my website for extracting fuel from water.
Mm-hmm.
So the technology's been there an awful long time. I've also got a link to a videotape that I was sent back in the 90s that shows people extracting hydrogen from water. Not hydrogen, but a fuel from water.
Yeah.
And it's like a 40-minute videotape. You can look at it. That was back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the technology's existed. The patents have been there for decades. And there's a lot of those on the website. It's a viable thing. Why aren't we doing it? Politics, I think, is why we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we talk about the hybrid engine now, and that's hybrid engine is really nothing in comparison to what we've been talking about. You know, it's something that's been on the books for a long time. People are boasting about it. People are buying these cars now. They're more attractive, more marketable, and so forth. But it isn't the solution to the political crisis that created the so-called energy crisis. Again, it's the same people giving us limited alternatives while blocking real change. That's what it comes down to, in my view.
Yeah, well, a couple of years ago, there was a 104-mile-per-gallon Toyota demonstrated in England.
Yeah,
and this car was tested by the English government. Of course, that's 104 miles per gallon with their gallon.
Right.
So it's really about an 80 mile per gallon automobile. Mm-hmm. But we don't have that available in the United States.
No.
We don't have the VW Audis that are getting over 60 miles per gallon. They're not available here.
You cannot import them either.
Yeah, the VW Audi you couldn't import. I don't know about the Toyota. Well, it's not imported, obviously.
I mean, if you wanted to order one and bring it here or buy it overseas and bring it, you couldn't even do it, could you?
I don't know.
I don't believe you can. I know of some people who have done that or tried to, and they were blocked. They were blocked from bringing in their own automobile into this country. Incredible, but true. And we'll hear probably some of those stories tonight. If you want to get on the line, anyone from anywhere can call us. I'm Rick Adams, our guest Byron Wine, Energy Alternatives. We'll be back with more.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, and we're back with Byron White and Byron Wine. Keep calling him White, poor guy. I don't know why. Anyway, all right.
Check
Byron. Byron Wine. Byron, for those of you who don't know, and now they have a pen and paper handy, why don't you give us all your websites again in case they have trouble with some. They can go to another. So they can look up exactly what you're saying with us tonight.
Okay, over in New Zealand, it's byronw.www.onehost.com. In the United States, we've got www.gasgouging.com. www.thebyron.com /Byron. Also, www.byronwine.com in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other sites, but I don't know what. There are some other links, but I don't know where they
now
are.
Now, also, I mentioned before you even came on, you have an email address.
Yeah, it's on my webpage.
Yeah, that's pretty easy to remember.
Yeah, it's byronw1@msn.com.
Right, right. Okay, so people, if you want to communicate directly with Byron, you can do so. And we only have another 35 minutes because we do have another guest coming on later in the program. But in any event, you can jump on the lines now for hour number two to basically join with us. Questions or comments about the alternatives to energy. I could go on and on with example. For example, you have pointed out quite eloquently, I think, that obviously the you know, the business of government is government, as one president once said. And the government, in my opinion, has been the problem. You know, just oil alone, Byron,
yep, absolutely.
Just oil drilling alone has become a multinational business. As you know, Texas, Oklahoma, many of the drillers, independent drillers, were just forced right out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Forced to close up shop, not because their wells ran dry, but in many cases because their pockets ran dry. And these are the people that were local homegrown producers, bought out or put out of business, and done so at the hand of the government at the behest of the major international oil companies. Wasn't that the case?
Yes, there are a lot of instances of that happening. I got an email from somebody in Australia who says that there are a lot of wells capped out there, and these wells are being sold to foreign interests. Mm-hmm. So it's going on all over the world.
Yes, absolutely it is. And, you know, it's the same thing again with food.
Yep.
It's the same thing again with agribusiness. It's the same thing with pharmaceuticals, Codex, and so forth. Everything is moving from a lower form to a higher form of control, international, global, and this is just the way it is all over the world. And it's not by accident, and it's not because they're more efficient at what they do. That's the biggest lie of all. So I think we should establish that right at the get-go of the program. You know, you think of efficiency capitalism and bigger companies becoming so-called monopolies, you know, as they have over the years, some of the major players, because they've done so well. AT&T, you know, being an example at the time. This isn't an example of efficiency monopoly. This isn't an example of real free market capitalism at a higher level. It's really about them, the powers that be, using the government to destroy all competition and to destroy even those, as you know, the callers pointed out, who are manufacturers of automobiles from giving us a choice. I mean, they work hand in glove. And we've seen the subsidies, even from Toyota, coming into the country to keep certain engines off the market and make us be dependent in this country, because it's an actual venue for them, you know?
Well, unfortunately, the big businesses are the government.
There you go. Bingo. All right. Stay where you are, Byron. We'll be back. And our callers and listeners will take more of them when we come back with Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.